This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Wondering if you ever heard the old Indian proverb that says, "Help me not to judge another man until I've walked a mile in his moccasins." Now, I think it's a very helpful statement, this one, because I want to speak for a minute about sitting where others sit. It's very easy to judge or criticize someone else for something they've done. But do we really understand that person? Do we really sit where they sit, so to speak? We need to feel other people's burdens or their agony, and people go through bad times. We need to be aware consciously that people do suffer, that they are discouraged, they're disappointed, and that there's times of agony and pain. If the average person could only sit where the homeless sit, for example, or sit with those who are dejected or the disabled, even sit for a while with those who are unemployed or those who are suffering from AIDS or other diseases. So if we could sit where they sit, I believe that our attitudes would change very much. They'd be very different. So if we could share the pain that they feel, and perhaps that empathy that we should have and that sympathy for them would be greater. And then we'd think twice about judging them. So if those who are rich in the world's goods would one day sit with those who are unemployed, for example, I believe that they too would have a different understanding. We would find, I think somehow, a way to spend more money on food than we do on bombs and nuclear arms. So our Lord is concerned for every person on this planet, regardless of their status. Do you know there is good news for those who are weary and burdened and heavy laden, or those who are suffering, perhaps people who are experiencing rejection in their life, or pain for those who are lonely, and there are those who are also abandoned, they feel that no one cares for them. Well, there is a God who stands at the center of our universe and holds the world together with his sense of love, because he tells us that he cares about us and he uses you and I. And one of the great things about the Christian faith that stands head and shoulders above all other religions is that this is a God who stands at the center of our world. And a God who made the world is concerned about you and me. So God, the eternal God, is touched by the feeling of our infirmity. And if you read the Bible, you'll see it talks about what happens to sheep who are lost, or the lily that starts to fade, or the reed that's bruised, and the prodigal who steps away from a far country and wastes all his money. It's the same with God. He cares about those who sit in the city streets, for example, asking for money, or the banker or the blue-collar worker. He cares about the sinner and the saint. He cares about you and me, and that really is wonderful news. But do you know that, taking this a step further, that God is depending on you and me to do something to help people? I want you to know that in this day of confusion and chaos, not only must we sit where others sit, I think we've got to go further than this and share our burdens and their pains. I like the story of two little girls who one day walked down the street and they saw a church. The church seemed very dark. There were no lights inside. And as they looked at the church, there was a beautiful Gothic building. And they said to one another, "What an ugly looking church this is." And an older person saw the two girls talking and said, "Well, why don't you come into the church, have a look?" And as they walked into the church, the older lady said, "You know, there is a reason why the church looks that way. It does seem dark. It might seem ugly from the outside, but you've got to walk inside to see the light." And that's very true, isn't it? We need to see the light. We need to see the light of God that shines in our hearts. And we need to see people around us with their hurt and pain. I like the saying that says, "I sought my God, but my God's a spirit. I sought my soul, but my soul eluded me. And then I sought my brother, and I found all three. I found my God, my soul, my brother, and me." How true it is that we know that we can understand that if we're in the church, we should be at the forefront of helping other people, sharing their pain and sitting where they sit. Well, dear Lord, we give you thanks that you choose to touch our world with compassion. And as you do that, Lord, you freely offer the wholeness and restoration that we need. Help us to make choices along the path of life that reveals your power to others. And we thank you that you are a wonderful and a loving God. Amen.